This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Carol Michaels, an award-winning exercise specialist and the owner of Carol Michaels Fitness. She is the creator of the Recovery Fitness Exercise Program, the author of Exercises for Cancer Survivors, and offers continuing education through the National Federation of Professional Trainers. Carol, a pleasure to have you with us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome, and good morning to you as well. So tell us, is exercise safe and beneficial for those with lung cancer?
I believe that it is. In 2015, Dr. Silvestri and Dr. Bade and colleagues reviewed the safety of exercise for lung cancer patients, and they published their results in the Journal of Thoracic Oncology, and they found that exercise should be considered as a therapeutic option for patients with lung cancer. So they did determine that exercise improved quality of life, increased exercise tolerance, decreased length of hospitalizations and post-surgery complications. And they also concluded that healthcare professionals should consider exercise early and encourage it for patients at any stage of lung cancer.
And what are some of the side effects of surgery and treatment that can be helped with exercise?
Well, the side effects of lung cancer are extremely detrimental to the quality of life of lung cancer patients. They're at increased risk of osteoporosis, cardiovascular disease, and other health problems. And my work with this population, as well as the published research, confirms that exercise helps to mitigate the side effects of cancer treatment and surgery. And also, in addition to physical benefits of exercise, the patients who exercise also report improved mental and emotional well-being.
Now, taking that a little further, how should someone with lung cancer begin to exercise?
Someone with lung cancer should begin exercising in a very gentle way, progress slowly, and especially if the patient was sedentary before the diagnosis. All patients should receive medical clearance before beginning an exercise program. And it's important to note that having a compromised immune system would make it unsafe to exercise in a large gym. A lung cancer patient should start out working with a physical therapist, pulmonary rehab specialist, or cancer exercise trainer in a very safe environment. Many patients experience shortness of breath and have difficulty breathing, which might keep them from exercising and cause them to be sedentary. So it's important to start the exercise program with breathing exercises. And the breathing also can help decrease depression, anxiety, fear, and stress, which often goes along with this type of diagnosis. So we always start with relaxation breathing. And, of course, when we feel stress, we take shallow breaths. And by relaxation breathing, we will change the pattern of breathing. There are many ways of doing this. A very common method we use is to inhale through the nose for 5 seconds, fill up the torso with air, hold the breath for a few seconds, and then exhale from the mouth for about 5 seconds, pressing the navel towards the spine. And we also try to get the patient to imagine all the tension and stress leaving the body with each exhalation. We recommend diaphragmatic breathing through pursed lips. Diaphragmatic breathing strengthens the diaphragm and the abdominal muscles. So this will allow more air to move in and out of the lungs with less tiring of the chest muscles. when the diaphragm becomes weak, the patient compensates by using the shoulder and other muscles to help them breathe. So this type of pursed lip breathing should be practiced several times a day. And, you know, in addition to strengthening the abdominal muscles, will help regulate breathing if one becomes short of breath, particularly during an activity. And this type of breathing might also help the patient get through an activity when they experience shortness of breath.
Today we are speaking with Carol Michaels, an award-winning exercise specialist and the owner of Carol Michaels Fitness here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Fitness Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, is a stretching and posture exercise program helpful?
Yes, it is very helpful because you really need to add that upper body stretching daily to increase lung capacity. A stretching program will restore mobility in the chest and back, and that will allow for freer movement of the lungs and diaphragm. And also an additional benefit of stretching is just to, you know, really the full body should be involved in a stretching program just to keep every muscle group nice and loose and maintain range of motion and decrease body stiffness. And stretching is just one of the basic components of fitness. When you elongate the muscle and fascia by stretching, the patient will have improved circulation, better elasticity of the muscle, increased oxygen to the muscle, and it increases circulation of blood to the muscle to prevent tight muscles, which will have less blood flow. So, you know, we always add stretching after the relaxation breathing. It should probably be performed just about every day, maybe several times a day, and this way it will restore range of motion and flexibility. It will also help posture, because if the patient is sitting at a desk all day or just sitting in a chair, the shoulders might round forward, kyphosis develops, and that can also decrease lung capacity.
Also, what other types of exercises are recommended?
Aerobic exercise is a really great way to improve fitness. It will not only improve cardiac function, but also improves oxygen capacity. If one is inactive daily, one's muscles and heart will weaken. So, you know, an example of aerobic exercise is anything that increases the heart rate, walking, dancing, or really any activity that the person enjoys doing. Of course, always start with low-intensity exercise, such as walking. And aerobic exercise can be performed whenever the patient has less fatigue. There's no need to have special equipment or belong to an expensive gym. And even just walking around the house can be very helpful. After, you know, we've added stretching and some low-intensity aerobic exercise, we believe that lung cancer patients would benefit from strength training because it can strengthen the muscles that were weakened from chemotherapy and radiation treatments. And, you know, if someone just sits and lies in bed, the muscle mass decreases. So by adding some light weight lifting done in a slow, progressive manner, we can rebuild the muscle. And by getting stronger, it might be possible to return to work, take care of activities of daily living. And strength training also helps improve balance, posture, and increases bone strength. We also believe now that a preoperative exercise program based on moderate to intense exercise for patients that are scheduled for lung surgery has benefits. And a study was done by Powell's in 2015, and it did confirm that preoperative exercise may reduce postoperative complications and may improve outcomes after lung cancer surgery. So, you know, I've seen, you know, during my many years of working with cancer patients and exercise programs that physical activity really can improve the quality of life for those with lung cancer.
Well, we certainly have appreciated your visit and also appreciate what you're doing to assist lung cancer patients. Lastly, and in conclusion, is there anything else we should know along the lines per our conversation or anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
So in conclusion, I do want your listeners to know that it is confirmed now through studies that physical activity does improve the quality of life for those with lung cancer. It decreases cancer-related fatigue, which is one of the most distressing symptoms for many cancer patients. And although much more research is needed, exercise does represent an important component in the management of patients diagnosed with lung cancer.
Well, certainly helpful information. And again, thanks for your time. Where can listeners get all the details on your fitness program?
For more information, you can go to my website, which is www.carolmichaelsfitness.com.
Again, Carol, it's been our pleasure to have had you with us. All the success to you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Carol Michaels, an award-winning exercise specialist and the owner of Carol Michaels Fitness. She's also the creator of the Recovery Fitness Exercise Program, the author of Exercises for Cancer Survivors, and offers continuing education through the National Federation of Professional Trainers. And for further details, simply visit carolmichaelsfitness.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.